A question arises. If you say God is the creator of everything, then who created God? Because we see in life everything has a cause, therefore God must have a cause. This is one of the most famous and elementary objections of the materialists. Materialists are those that believe in the principle of causality. They consider everything in the natural world to be the effect of another thing. Based on this, and keeping in mind that the chain of cause and effect cannot go on forever, the philosophers of the world believe in an eternal being, a being that always existed. However, the materialists say that the eternal being of the universe is matter, or the combination of matter and energy, and the theists say the central source is God. Therefore, we can ask them the same question about matter. If you say matter is the creator of everything, then who created matter? Because we see in life everything has a cause, therefore matter must have a cause. So then who created God? Shouldn't everything have a cause and a creator? This is only true when a thing did not exist and then later came into existence. Therefore it needs a cause to come into existence. But God already existed and therefore does not need a cause. For example, we know that there are things that did not exist and then came to exist, such as the solar system, humans, plants and animals. Their history shows that they did not exist a few million or few billion years ago, but then they came into existence. Therefore, they need a cause and can't be the eternal cause for everything. Now, if a being is eternal, whether you call it God or matter, it does not need a cause. So the question is a fallacy and wrong. Secondly, everything that has been created has the following properties. Number one, limitation. All the objects around us, from a tiny atom to the giant galaxies, have occupied a limited space. For example, a human being belongs to a specific time and place. 2. Change. Everything in the world is subject to change and transformation and alteration. No condition is permanent in this world. Nothing in this world remains unchanged. Things are growing, moving, perishing, and decaying. Once upon a time, you are young, energetic, and flourishing, and after a while, your health declines until you lose your energy and become weak and eventually die. 3. Need and dependence. Every living thing in this world is all dependent and conditional to others. You only exist if you had parents, and if there is oxygen for you to breathe, and if there is water for you to maintain your bodily functions, and if there is so and so, and etc. This all means that the universe needs a cause. All living things with their characteristics are limited in their extent. Also, they are changeable, dependent, needy, and relative. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unlimited, doesn't change, is independent, needless, and absolute. God is not part of this world, or else he would suffer from the same characteristics. In conclusion, the answer to the fallacy of the question that if everything must have a cause, then God must have a cause, is that everything in this material world has a cause. Therefore, the main mistake is that they assume God exists along with other things in this world. Since God is a necessary being and is not limited and not needy towards anyone or anything, he is not in need of any cause. Therefore, the very question, who created God, does not make sense.